Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Ali Nicole, Wow She Does It All. Thank you for joining us for today's top featured guest expert series. We're continuing with Profitable Leadership Authority and also New Illumination Leadershippreneur expert, Queen Renee Johnson. So excited about this particular segment. We are going to have a brief conversation about the Lighthouse Leaderpreneur Factor. And Queen Renee was one of the contributors to my publication, Lighting the Shore, Leading the New Way. And it's an entrepreneurial leadership creation planner for designing an illuminate impact agenda. And she's also going to be sharing from her vantage point why new demonstration of Lighthouse leadership is very important, especially during this time. She's also going to talk about her experience with contributing to the publication and also her excitement about offering customized VIP day options for the birthing of a Lighthouse Leaderpreneur. And this is really to help others get the maximum benefits of their leadership experience and also the publication, too. So there's going to be some information in the description box about this offering and also a LinkedIn article on this topic by Renee for you to enjoy. So before I bring Renee, Queen Renee, forward, I just want to sort of set the stage and the tone for the direction of where we're going to go today and just share a little bit about my core agenda for that particular publication. And it really is a foundational premise to creating awareness of what we know to be is this evolutionary expansion of a new expression of Lighthouse leadership. And something that I teach and something that Queen Renee also expresses this as well is that it is not enough for leaders just to lead the way. They actually need to be leading a new way for the greater good. And this is all about being able to start embodying this new light as they start creating these new leadership agendas. And this is how they're going to start to make the greater impacts, because it is all about being able to sort of usher in this new experience. But the leaders themselves have to be new. New light can only come through a new vessel that's ready to lead and demonstrate at a higher level. So I wanted my, what I call my new leadership light illuminator queens, Queen Renee and also Queen Gina Gardner, to bring their voices to this particular work so that it can really start to help a new era of leaders start leveling up in this new Lighthouse leadership initiative. So what I'm going to do is share some excerpts from all three of the contributors. So, again, it can set the stage for a great conversation with Queen Renee today. I'm extremely excited. So I'm going to actually share just an excerpt from Gina Gardner. And she says, there's an increasing awareness that we are entering a new era of consciousness, one which will demand a very different type of leader. The leaders in the vanguard will light the way for others. And then I'm going to share my own words from the publication as well. The current marketplace needs new light from leaders in the entrepreneurial space who are willing to take a new direction for thriving and sustainability in life, business, and leadership. It's not enough for leaders to just be the way, but we want to make sure that they are leading the new way and know exactly what that new way is for them moving forward. As they start discovering their illuminate lighthouse leadership factor, they will explore different dimensions of their journey's evolution that will point them to the new path of lighting the way over this next decade and beyond. This will allow them to leave remarkable legacies of light that will continue on for centuries to come. And then we have the amazing Queen Renee, and here's an excerpt from her. Consider for a moment your leadership likened to a lighthouse. Half the leadership charge is showing up. The other half is knowing what you're showing up for. It's not enough to be martyred in your ways because that's how it's always been. You must shine your light in such a way to champion others to come into your harbors. And that right there is stellar and such a perfect segue into welcoming back to the WOW seat, Queen Renee. Queen Renee, thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me. And it was wonderful to listen back to these different contributions. What a fun project that was that we all worked on. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And yes, indeed it was. And we're going to talk, more about that. You know, this is such an important time for leadership and the progression of all things emerging that are going to be continuously shifting the dynamics, you know, in the marketplace and just for global change as well. And so we know this was a very, very important project and the continuation of the work, you know, around it. And so to just get into talking about this important work, I would really love for you to share why you believe that a new demonstration of lighthouse leadership is important during this time.
Well, as you had shared, we are in an evolutionary expansion phase, and that key word
yes.
is expansion. And so mm-hmm. much that outdated visions and entrepreneurial methods will create conformity, preventing the higher consciousness. And that higher consciousness, just briefly, is understanding the compound effect of your energy vibration and how valuable it is, and even more so being an instrument of change at the world at large. So you
yes.
must be ready for the alignment
mm-hmm.
necessary for your new emergence, that new light that you speak about, and take a stand, lighting up the shore. That's where you're going to be sharing your influence when you think about lighting up the shore and leading in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That was beautiful. That was well stated. We could actually just stay right there the entire segment because that, just the way you stated that was just amazing. And it's so on point because it is about the continual emergence of the evolutionary expansion of leadership. And we know and we see and we've seen throughout the years, and we've also taught as leaders, the lighthouse concept. We each have our own uniqueness in expression of how we have demonstrated and taught that. But what we come to know as things are continuing to shift is that there has to be a new embodiment of this
mm-hmm.
type of expression. And this is what the factor is, or the WOW factor, if you will, your worthwhile outstanding works factor through the lighthouse leadership demonstration. It starts with being able to have this new embodiment and being aware of the expansion. And so everything that you shared in terms of the importance of the demonstration, again, it's so on point. And I'm just really excited, you know, about the continuation even of your work with this. But before we actually start talking about that, I do want to have you share just a little bit about your experience with being able to contribute to the publication, mm-hmm. because anytime you're doing something new and you're bringing a newness of your own expression and demonstration to a particular work, it provides in the process an experience for you as well that, you know, enriches your own journey. So I would love for you to share about that.
Yes, though it was an amazing journey, because what it revealed to me was what I like to also, you know, what I also shared actually in the publication when I talked about my experience, is that, you know, we already possess this new voice, as it lies in taking a stand with our core leadership values. And I found that as I was writing out my thoughts, my voice was expanding in the process, because I was really leaning in to those core values that I believe in and the importance of our leadership and being in alignment with your values and vibrationally walking your talk. Because the only way you're going to inspire and influence others that you lead to show up in everything you do. And so in the works of creating it, my vibration was elevated quite a bit. And I know that that revealed more truth than before, as I let myself really express. And, you know, we talk about attraction, and what you say you want to attract may not always show up, you know, but what I found, and as I continue my works, is that until you match its frequency, it won't show up until you match its frequency. So I found that I was really in working on this was really leaning in and elevating that frequency. And as I matched it, again, that vibration really revealed more truth, and it just really strengthened what I already knew. I mean, I love our trajectory, how we came together at this time, and the work that you've done before and work I've done before, and working on this together was really fulfilling. And the right word would be just affirming that the voice that I have shaped, because I have strengthened my connection with myself, and that I continue to evolve. I've continued to be kind in my growth, and that's so important because that actually raises your higher vibrational level. And in this work, it allowed me to really lean into my empathic
gifting.
I had to think of empathy, yes, but maybe empathy time with myself.
Yeah, empathic gifting of leadership.
Exactly.
Definitely, yeah.
And I think that to me, so it just created a really great experience to radiate everything that I've been touching and doing and wanting to bring that vibration to, because I truly believe that taking your stand. I really do believe in that. But you've got to be in alignment, and you've got to strengthen that relationship with yourself. And so it was a good exercise.
Absolutely.
It was good.
Oh, great. Wonderful. And of course, you know, your contribution was beyond stellar. And you know, and I'm so excited that the continuation of that voice that has been expanding from all of your evolution and the new light that you are shining. And a lot of people are noticing that more and more, that Queen Renee is certainly this new embodiment of illumination and lighthouse leaderpreneurship, you know, for sure. And so with that, I actually want to just ask you about your excitement, you know, around VIP offerings, you know, that you are going to be, you know, providing, you know, for others, because anytime you gain this new expansion and then it turns into another form of your work, that within itself has to be exciting. And I do want to put a plug in that there is information about Queen Renee's VIP initiatives as it relates to this particular area. It's in the description box, but I just really want to hear you share with the listeners what makes you most excited about continuing with this type of work in that way.
I would say because my sixth sense, my intuition is really vibrating high. And so that allows me when I work in these VIP initiatives that my energy vibration gets in alignment with my client's vision a lot faster.
Yes.
And
yes,
it allows me to help help them reveal, you know, instrumental changes that can benefit them. It can show them where they can be magnetically drawn to the things they need to bring into their life. Helps them take that vision in form in their business, yes, or leadership. But it really, I'm able to really show to them that new reality, because when you're talking about this vision for this new era of consciousness, what you're talking about is where you want your energy to have more of a significant compound effect. And so that's what gets me excited, because when we're in these initiatives, I am helping you do that compounding and drawing that out for you with my intuition and with my over 20 years experience as a leader and business owner and entrepreneur, bringing those skills and strengths in and elevating that vibrational level for them. And I love that experience. Because not only do they leave with real tactical, you know, action items, but they leave with that strength of what their that light is. We're talking about this new light, so they leave with it
being very clearly
illuminated and breathing fresh air and excitement, and so much that sometimes it's like, okay, wait a minute, we got to take one step, get rid of that old reality that's holding them back. And we start to move them into a new conscious area, so it's really exciting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Yes, yes. It is. It is beyond thrilling. And just everything that you share just makes me even more excited for those who are going to benefit, you know, highly from this level of work, because it is a higher level of work. And stepping into this new light and being able to level up your leadership light, you know, is so important. I just want to say, you know, today, honestly, this has really been like the leadership illumination nation type of station that people are tuning into, you know, today, because it is a different frequency. It is a higher frequency. It's a higher vibration. And you actually do have to tune into it. You have to be in tune and vibrationally aligned to calibrate with this new experience. And this is something that cannot be done solo. If you are you have no familiarity in this territory, you must have these other leaders of this nature that we're us, of course, that are able to guide you to navigate this journey. This is not one that you can piecemeal and try to have a flashlight in the dark in the sea. You know, you have got to be aligning your vibration to not just go to any lighthouse, but you have to know that it is a new light that is drawing you, so you are not washed up on the shore of some other lighthouse leadership aspect that is going to keep you in the loop of the same. It's got to be that the shore that you land on has to be one who is leading the new way to the greater expansion. So, you know, Queen Renee, I know this is just a brief segment here, but I just want to thank you so much for being able to provide this, because being able to showcase the different levels and dimensions continuously of your leadership and your branding, you know, has been so important, because you are one of the most important voices in leadership that needs to be heard during this time, because you are carrying the new light and you are certainly leading the new way. And I'm going to actually encourage others. I put your information for LinkedIn also within the description that listening audience, please follow Queen Renee on LinkedIn so that you can see the demonstration of a higher vibration of this new level of light, this new level of illuminate leaderpreneurship. You need to be able to have a demonstration of someone who is representing something you haven't seen before in this way. And again, though there are a lot of leaders who definitely are, you know, they're powerhouses themselves and they are great lighthouse leaders, but a lot of them are not calibrated for the new era experience. And so you need to be able to be following someone who has that frequency and they can level you up in this way. So Queen Renee, thank you again for being here on the Wow Seat today.
I appreciate it. And it just reminded me of our wonderful work we've done together. And I have to second that, you know, finding that right person makes all the difference. And so you don't end up running up and down trying to like beg and plead for something tick me or choose me or which way do I go or how. It is a much different experience when you find that right shore and you are home and you're working on your higher vibration. So thank you for letting me shine that today.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Oh, you are most welcome. And I will say that exactly what she said is she actually talks about that in the publication. So you definitely check that publication out on Amazon because her section really shares some very high level and high frequency content, you know, as it relates to the leaderpreneurship, and that is ultimately what is going to help you to level up your lighthouse leadership factor and then bring the preneur aspect in for your worthwhile outstanding works so you too can be illuminated in the marketplace. So, oh, thanks again. I'm excited that we're going to have, you're welcome. We'll have Queen Renee back as we continue with her series. So I want to express my appreciation for those who have tuned in to the Wow Seat today. Again, I felt like this was this leadership or leadership preneur. What did I call it? Illumination Nation type of station. So hopefully you will continue to tune your frequency into this higher level, you know, of light, because not only do you deserve for your light to shine, but you deserve to be seen, and others also deserve to have the up-leveling aspect of your new expression. They deserve to experience that. There are other people who have faithfully prepared, mastering their craft, waiting on their illuminate breakthrough. And I strongly believe during this time that those who are really feeling the deeper sense and connection to their calling, they're waiting on you. And so it's time to be in touch with what is your new way? What is your new way to be illuminate, you know, during this space and time. So I like to invite you to follow us on Facebook under the Wow Seat Media. And also we do have different signature segments on other platforms, and you can learn more about those at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, I am Allie Nicole Wow. She does it all. And if you would like to learn more about me, you can check out my press site. It's at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as I mentioned previously, certainly looking forward to having Queen Renee come back and continue to be this higher demonstration of what it looks like in this new era to be an illuminate leader and one who is making a huge impact in her leadership branding. And as always, go out and make it a wild day and stay blessed.